Ladies and gentlemen, this is a subcommittee of the subcommittee of Transportation and Economic Development. Today, Robin Lamont is with us from Legislative Fiscal Office, and Sue Duarte is our subcommittee assistant and clerk today. And we'll open a public hearing on House Bill 3358, dealing with the Economic and Community Development Department of, this is the Oregon Progress Board. And we'll turn some time over to our committee administrator or Legislative Fiscal Office assistant.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, there are two sets of amendments related to this bill. One is that Jeff Tryon of the Progress Board will talk to you about has to do with some substantive changes, for want of a better way to put it, with the bill. The other are amendments that would transfer the Progress Board to the Department of Administrative Services. You have a fiscal impact statement in front of you having to do with the transfer to the Department of Administrative Services. I don't believe that the amendments that Jeff is going to work with you on have any fiscal impact. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to Mr. Tryon to walk you through the amendments that he has.
Okay, thank you very much. Jeff?
Mr. Chair, for the record, my name is Jeffrey Tryon. I'm Executive Director of the Oregon Progress Board. Before I start, Mr. Chair, I'm just wondering what the piggy bank is for and if there's some error I can make that's going to cost me money or...
Yes, don't tell them, Mr. Chair.
Is this like the Groucho Marx show?
Anybody that sits, the duck drops down. Anybody that sits in either one of those chairs, let's see, if you sit on the one on the far right, it's $5, $10, and
$20. Nice choice.
Great choice. That's for our acronyms and everything that goes into that goes to the American Cancer Society, also
Correct.
Known as the ACS.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I am here today to talk to you about amendments to House Bill 3358 that have been requested by Representative Westland. Let me give you a little history on the bill for members who may not have remembered voting on this on the House side or on the Senate side. This was a bill that was filed by Representative Patridge to put a legislator from each chamber on the Oregon Progress Board, and that bill did specifically that and only that.
Let me interrupt you right there, Jeff. Yeah. And in as much as this is Representative Patridge's bill, perhaps he would like to take the floor for just a minute on the bill. Representative Patridge?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 3358 is a bill I put in as a result of I had an opportunity to go with Jeff back to do some speaking, and as a critic of the Progress Board last session, to some degree, Jeff invited me he called me on my criticism to be proactive about making the Progress Board work. One of the predominant reasons I put in the bill was because I thought that there was a legislative disconnect, as Senator Yee has talked about to some degree, between the goals that are set by the Progress Board and what we do here in the legislature. While they set high and lofty goals, by the same token, there was an existing disconnect. I think if you look across the country, Jeff's probably one of the preeminent people from across the country in performance measures, and like the Progress Board, but in talking to other people as well, they thought there was a disconnect. So that's why they put it in. My understanding in talking to the co-chair, and the reason that it had passed both chambers and then came here, and the reason that it did come here was for some more accountability and oversight, and to put it within the Department of Administrative Services. And we took out their rulemaking authority. We did several things with the bill initially, and my understanding is the only reason the co-chairs wanted to provide some oversight and accountability and put it in Department of Administrative Services, and hopefully, I think, even create more accountability to provide that crucial link between Department of Administrative Services and the performance measures that are there, as with each agency because kind of I think they're trying to make DAS more of a kind of super agency for accountability, since budget management are there and some other things. So that's my understanding of why it's this way. I'm not opposed to it. In fact, I don't think we need to probably beat it to death unless people on this panel have a question about it. I'd rather go try and round up the senator and get this thing out so we can get moving, frankly. Okay. Now, Jeff may not. I don't know if Jeff is in favor of this particular piece.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Representative Ringel.
Still not quite with you on the procedure. It passed both houses. Were there amendments on the Senate side, and so now we're in a conference situation? Or?
Before it passed the Senate, it was on second reading at Senate. And before it actually hit the Senate floor, it was referred
back. It hasn't passed. It passed out of the Senate Policy Committee.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
So it's now referred to Ways and Means before it actually hits the Senate floor. And now, if there are amendments made, then the House would have to concur in the Senate side amendments. And that's what we're doing, is we'd be acting as a joint committee to make those substantive changes. Further questions? Senator Yee.
Mr. Chairman, I know this bill only deals with the board membership, progress board.
There's an amendment to it, Senator. The Dash One amendment relieves the board of being included within the general fund appropriation from the economic and community development department, and moves it for committee or for administrative oversight to the Oregon Department of Administrative Services under sections 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mr. Tryons has given us what let's call Dash 2 amendments, which is which appears to be about a 6-page document today. And for lack of better nomenclature, if you'll just label those Dash 2 amendments, I think that would be appropriate. Mm-hmm.
Or to be technically correct, they're conceptual amendments at this point.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Conceptual Dash 2. Absolutely, because they are conceptual. They haven't gone through legislative council, that's right. Senator Yee, follow up?
Mr. Chairman, I just feel that currently all the departments and agencies are collecting their own data and give us their performance measures. We can see that Transportation Department has collected data and given us pages of performance measures, and so did Employment Division and the Human Resource Department. All the different agencies are gathering their own data. So I feel that what Progress Board doing is really a duplication of what all the agencies are already doing, and they report their data to DAS, and DAS has all that information. So Education Department is doing their own report every year, their performance report. Transportation is doing their report. The Human Resource Department is doing their report on their performance and data gathering. So I feel Progress Board really is doing a duplication of effort of what all the other departments are doing. So the most we need is maybe contract with somebody like Jeff Tryon to do the benchmark book every year or every 2 years.
Maybe you have Representative Patridge just respond to the conceptual.
I really feel this department is not doing any needed work anymore.
Mr. Chair, Representative Patridge, I don't know if you've taken a look at the proposed amendment, page 4, 285A-171, but I think that somewhat speaks to your concerns, Senator. There's no page numbers, but it's on page, on the back of page 4.
Which section?
In the middle, under 285A-170, or 171.
The linkage to agency performance measures?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Representative Patridge?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to address Senator Yee's issue, I think moving the Department of Administrative Services, providing the legislators on the Progress Board, I think is a good step. If it's still not I know you won't be here next session, but believe me, I'm trying to look at this, and I think a lot of other people in the body continue to look at this. I'd like to ask that we vote on this, try it out during this time, and then move forward if there's something else that needs to be done next time, rather than contract the whole thing out. So.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Yee.
Well, I really don't feel we need the board anymore. We can contract out with some experts, some consultants, but we don't feel they need to do the data gathering and benchmarks and the reports anymore. So I will be a no.
Okay, but you recognize that there are high level targets that are more conceptual in nature, as opposed to the actual benchmark performance. Well, I shouldn't say benchmark, as opposed to the actual performance measurements that we have been asking the Reeves Department, none of which really raises to the level of a benchmark.
Mr. Chairman, I think benchmarks are very broad, mm-hmm. and they can be done by using the data and performance measures that have been done by the different departments. So I think one person can put in a report, an overall picture, by using those data without having a three-people board anymore.
Representative Smith is recommended.
I mean, three FTE board.
Representative Smith?
Jeff, I'd be interested in knowing when this was originally started, what was the rationale of having the separation between the legislature and the progress board? Was it intended that way, or was it just a result of the legislation?
Mr. Chair, Representative Smith, when the progress board was originally created, it was envisioned that it would actually have and use rulemaking authority. And you'll see one of the things that's being removed from the existing statute is the board's rulemaking authority, which it has opted never to use. But legislators cannot sit on boards that have rulemaking authority. So there was no intention of separating to keep the legislature uninvolved. It was simply that with rulemaking authority, members couldn't sit on the board, and that's my understanding. I wasn't here then. This happened back in late 80s, early 90s, but that's my understanding of how and why it happened. But it's become clear over the years that more engagement with the legislature is one of the things the board has wanted to have happen, and it's one of the things that the legislature wants to have happen. So the board has said, well, let's get rid of rulemaking authority because we don't use it anyway, and let's put members actually on the board as voting members.
Follow up, Representative Smith.
That does answer that question for me. I appreciate that. Second question, are these paid positions or do they receive a per diem?
Mr. Chair, Representative Smith, the only thing that Progress Board members receive is expenses. So they get mileage, we feed them lunch, that's it.
Representative Patridge is recognized.
Okay. Fine.
Representative Ringel.
Well, just as a comment to Senator Yee, from what I've seen of some of the agency benchmarks or performance measures, some of them seem like they're created to justify what they do. And the Progress Board comes at it from the other side in terms of what do we as a society, how do we measure whether we're doing a good job? And I think it's coming at it from a different direction than the agencies. Whether transportation, congestion issues, all kinds of things that I think aren't included in the agency performance measures. And that's, when I first found out about the Progress Board and read the report, I was very impressed. I said, this is a good document. That's just a comment.
Thank you very much.
Chairman, I think performance measure tells us what they do. I mean, tell us what they are doing with the funding given to them, not to justify what they do, but to tell us what their performance is. The benchmark is a broader picture of the state, but I feel that by having all the agencies telling us where they are, they can use that data, DAS can use that data,
and make a report on how the state is doing. Education Department is doing their report. Transportation, Human Resources are all doing their report given to DAS. So maybe we need somebody to do an overall report. But they don't need the data gathering anymore. They don't need that 3 FTE anymore. We can save $1 million by not having those 3 FTE do duplicative work. Besides, I feel Benchmark is out of date. If you look at the human resources, alcohol division, they said to us, the teenagers who are using alcohol and drug is at 26%. But Benchmark is telling us 26% as their target. And alcohol and drug is using 25% as their target. So why are they still using 26% as a target when they already achieved 26% performance in use? I mean, the performance on not in use is 74%. I mean, you are out of date when compared with the agency's report. So why should we use an agency who's out of date in their data gathering and report? The most we need is a contractor to put all the data together and report an overall picture if necessary. So I don't want to take up everybody's time, but I just feel this board is not really needed.
Thank you, Senator Yee. We will go ahead now and move from public hearing to the open work session on 3358, House Bill 3358. Ms. Lamont, did you have any issues relative to the fiscal on this bill?
No, Mr. Chair. What we are planning on doing is that with this bill, we will move the supervision, the mass, whatever, the assistance to the progress board to the Department of Administrative Services, and the general fund appropriation and other funds expenditure limitation, which has been adjusted for the various and sundry assessments and other reductions. And then we will delete the progress board funding from the Economic Development Department when we work that bill.
All right. Representative Patridge now moves the Act 1 amendments to House Bill 3358. Are there any objections to the Act 1 amendments, which basically moves that the progress board to the Department of Administrative Services?
We haven't heard anything from the department, from DAS, or from the Oregon Economic and Community Development Department.
Not within the governor's budget. Lisa, would you like to come forward?
Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, my name is Lisa Pearson with the Department of Administrative Services, and we're fine with the concept and the amendments as presented.
All right. Any objections to the, including the Dash 1 amendments?
No, but I'm a courtesy yes.
Courtesy yes.
Uh-huh.
With that, and recognizing Senator Hannon here, our co-chair, welcome Senator Hannon, we'll go ahead and incorporate the Dash 1 amendments. Representative Patridge, Dash 2 conceptual amendments. You've had an opportunity to review those in detail.
Chair, I move the Dash 2 conceptual amendments, which were presented by LFO to House Bill 3358.
Okay. Are there any objections to the inclusion of the Dash 2 amendments? I recognize that not everyone has had an opportunity to go through those item by item. Representative Patridge, would you just take just a moment and tell us your understanding of those?
These basically just, they change where it's going and basically expand some of the things that the Progress Board is, clarify some of the language the Progress Board already looks at currently.
Also talked about the high level outcomes.
Talked about the high level outcomes on page 3 to some degree.
Mr. Chair, if I could just add a small clarification that I think two things that it does that changes the Progress Board's role is that the Progress Board, as a result of this, will have responsibilities for developing guidelines that agencies use for reporting their performance measure along the lines of the changes that we've made this time around. And the Progress Board will be required to write a report to the legislature every 2 years on how well agencies are meeting those guidelines.
Thank you. Representative Patridge now moves the dash 2 conceptual amendments to House Bill 3358. Are there any objections?
I'm a no and I'm a yes.
you're yes, courtesy yes at this time. Are there any no votes? Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, we will order the dash 2 amendments conceptually into 3358.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3358 as amended with the dash 1s and the conceptual, for lack of a better term, dash 2 amendment for the full committee with the due pass recommendation.
You've heard the motion. Are there any objections? Would you give a courtesy now? Senator, you give the courtesy yes vote, and we recognize Senator Hannum here to make a full complement of the Senate. Are there any objections in the House? Seeing and hearing none, we will order that. Representative Patrick will carry on the floor and in the full, and Senator Parnell will carry in the Senate. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Senator Hannum. We will continue sharing.
Thank you.